Riley with the ball. Fast break. He beats Isaac. Hits it backboard. Oh. Tabitha with the ball there. And a foul there on Joe Mark. Two shots for Riley on that fast break. Action was fast on that one. 4-0. Here's a chance for King Cove to get on the board. Koso with the ball. Puts it up with the first effort. Good. One to four now. Favor of Sandpoint. Second attempt, no good. Rebound, foul four. Jump ball underneath it. That's Jaeger and Levi roping it up there. 5:45 left to go here in the first quarter. Ball in the hands of the T-Jacks underneath their own basket. Throwing it in. Tight defense. Number zero, Ashton Gould, puts it up and in. King Cove now with three. Sandpoint with four. Here comes the Eagles. Nice fake shot with the pass to Joe Mark. Drains it for the tray. 7-3 now in favor of the Eagles. Here comes Riley to Jaeger. Pass it up to number four, Chase Gould. Back to Riley for three. Nice angle, just doesn't quite get enough distance. Ball tips off the hands. Off the hands of the T-Jacks. Going to be the Sandpoint ball. 5:15 in the first quarter, score still 7-3, Sandpoint. Here we go. Colin fakes a shot. Around the horn to Isaac for three in the corner. Off the back iron. Great effort there between Chase and Colin for the rebound. Colin, just one of the most athletic players in the entire Lutheran's East Borough. Great effort coming in as a freshman. He's going to be a force to be reckoned with. Isaac throwing it in for Sandpoint. On the corner in Eagle territory. Here comes Joe Mark with the ball. Brings it in for a nice floater. Just fading into the side. Puts it up from about 10 feet out. Good. Under 5 to go here in the first quarter. 9-3 in favor of Sandpoint. Brennan, long shot. High off the glass. Levi with the rebound. He's fast. He's coming up quick. But three black jerseys in front of him. He passed it back. Good job. High intensity game here from both these squads. I see how long they can keep this energy up. Isaac's open way across the way. Takes it inside. Works his way for a jumper. No good. Out of bounds. I think it's going to stay right here. Last touch by Jaeger Sean. Sandpoint to throw it in underneath their own basket. Oh, they're going to call that foul. Never mind. Isaac going to line for two. 9-3 in favor of Sandpoint. Isaac puts up the man. Good for 10 now for the Eagles. Colin subbing out. Rowdy Tripp coming in. On the floor, we have, looking around here, Ashton Gold, Jaeger Sean, Brennan, Riley Koso. Second shot by Isaac is good. Ashton Gold, if I didn't say that one already. I think that's it for the T-Jacks. Nice half-court trap. We're going to call a foul there on Levi, I think. Oh, second on Joma. That's not good. A little contact on that half-court trap. Good intensity. We've got to watch out. 11-3 is the score here with 4:19 to go. On the floor, Levi Vondolowski, Colin Smith, Isaac Gunderson, Rowdy Tripp, Boston March, and who else? I think that's it. Riley for two. High off the glass. Almost goes in. Just a little bit on the wrong angle, but he had it in the right location. 11-3, 4:08 to go here in the first quarter. Isaac with the ball. Over to Colin. Almost gets tipped up by Jaeger. Isaac forces a shot. He's taking a lot of shots. Needs to just scope it in a little bit. T-Jacks with possession now. Moving the ball in. Losing it. Picking it back up. Travel. Yep. That was a good call there. Off that pickup, he took an extra step and then began to dribble. All right, here we go. 3:43, 11-3 in favor of Sandpoint. Oh, no look pass caught Colin off guard. He's able to recover in time. Boston March with the ball. Way over. Almost picked off by Riley. Isaac forcing it into the middle. No foul call. Here we go. Ashton, I believe. Yep, Ashton Gold with the ball. Inside. Deflected by Rowdy. The boys got some ups. Ball knocked way out of the hands of Isaac by Jager. And a reach in there by Boston. Very physical. The referees are going to have to make sure it doesn't get too far out of hand here. They're all friends and cousins, but things get a little physical when it comes to basketball. 3:15 left here in the first quarter. 11-3. Same point with the lead. Four fouls, though, for the home team. Jager puts it into Riley. Koso shot up. No good off the front of the iron. Last touch by Isaac as it goes out of bounds. Thanks for tuning in here to KSDP or the Sandpoint. Strong over in King Cove. Ashton over to Chase. Chase up for three. Short of the rim, picked up by Boston. Fast break, couple jerseys in. Takes all the way up on the left hand side. Nice clean layup. Checking in here, number 13, Marty Vondelowski coming in for Levi. And full timeout this time, called by Coach Ken Barber. Two very athletic squads here going hard. Great to see these teams coming in here. And, you know, it's awesome to see a full season hopefully coming on our way. We've got a road trip coming up here in the not-so-distant future, trying to get coverage from that. I can tell you right now, since the COVID pandemic, things have changed in the sports world of high school broadcasting. So hopefully we'll be able to get some good coverage for these games. But we're working hard. But here right now, live, Sandpoint Auditorium, the gate is free, sponsored by KSDP, so make sure you come on down here. If you don't have the money, don't worry about it. Walk in the doors free. KSDP is sponsoring all home games outside of tournament play this season. All right, coming in now. 13-3 here, 3 minutes to go. In the first quarter. Ball in the hands of King Co. coming off that full timeout. Jager will throw it in. Over to Riley. Pass it on the sideline. Chase. Looking for a little help. Riley over to Brennan. This is just a really good defensive squad for the Sandpoint. Ball goes over and back. Colin picks it up. Knocked off the foot there. And that is going to be out, I believe, on Riley. Isaac throw in underneath his own basket. Isaac calls a play in action. Over to Colin. Jumper. Just off the front of the rim. Picked up again by Colin. Bounces over to Boston to Marty. Marty to Isaac for three. Nice line. In and out. Picked up by Colin for another putback. This time it goes down. Score now 15-3 in favor of Sandpoint. Half court trap. They get past it. Chase breaks into the defense. Nice penetration. Puts up a shot. No good. Putback there by Ashton doesn't go down. Two Eagle players on the floor. Here comes Riley. Off the backboard. No good. Ball goes up. And there's going to be a foul on that one. The Rowdy tripped in called there. And for everyone watching right now on Facebook, I do understand that. I'm not sure if this is the right way to hold it. I am rotated well on my side, giving me all sorts of feedback, so I'm not sure if this is the right rotation, so hopefully it is. A little high. Chase trying to connect with Jager, but just a little bit out of his hands. Here comes Isaac Gunderson with the ball. 17-3. Less than 2 minutes to go. Shot up, no good. Picked up by Rowdy. Loose. Colin with the ball. It is a scrum for it. Fortunately, no one getting injured on that as they go all the way through the ball there. Not sure what they're calling on that one. There was all sorts of action. Sandpoint with possession. Isaac throwing it in. 5 fouls for Sandpoint. They're going to watch out. Collin with the ball. Over to Levi. Deflected off the hands of Riley. 90 seconds left in the quarter. Here's a throw in over to Levi. Trying to get behind the back. Almost gets it off the top of the rim there. Jager with the rebound. Coming in fast. Over to Chase. Back over to Riley. Riley driving in the baseline. To Brennan, now to Chase. 1 minute, 10 seconds. Jager, nice put up. Just a few feet out. No good. Oh, my goodness. Riley, Jager, and Levi all rope that one up, and they go down to the floor hard. Man, this is about the most physical game of basketball I've seen played here in the Lutheran East in a long time. All right, here we go. Ball in the hands of Isaac. Bring it up. 1 minute to go here. A little stutter step from Collin. Picked up by, who's that? Rowdy. Put the shot. No good for two. King Cove gets a rebound. Here's Brennan coming up. To Riley. Gets past Isaac for three. Got up and good. 3 points for the T-Jack. Less than a minute to go here. 17-6 in favor of Sandpoint. Isaac with the ball. He loses it. Gets it back. Over now to Marty. Isaac. Burning down the clock. To Marty. Can't quite get ahead of the defense. Passes to Collin. Intercepted. And I think that's going to be a foul on Marty. Good effort there by both these squads. I'm telling you, the defensive energy is fantastic in both these teams. Jersey Mack checking in for Jager Sean. T-Jack with the ball. Here comes Riley. 18 seconds. Not a lot of time to make it happen here. Intercepted by Marty. Looking fast with Levi. Deflected, picked up by Collin. Shot goes up. And no good. Ball goes down hard. 17-6. Foul on the T-Jacks. Same point will throw it up. 4 seconds to go. They don't have a lot of time. Levi's got to put it up. Good line off the back iron. Are they going to count it? Yeah, they'll count it. Going into the second quarter, the score is going to be 19-6. We're going to go ahead and pause this here, get a word from our sponsor on KSTP, and we'll be right back. That's funny that game is all happening.
Supporting public radio is a great way to reach your customers in Southwest Alaska. 8:30 a.m. KSDP and its partner station, 88.1 FM K201DA, provide the only available radio service to the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. From Perryville and Nelson Lagoon to Cold Bay, King Cove, and Sandpoint, KSDP serves its listeners with 24 hours a day news, talk, and music programming. For corporate sponsorship opportunities, contact KSDP at 907-383-5737 or visit ksdpradio.com. Become a part of Team KSDP today. KSDP and our corporate partners committed to radio service in Southwest Alaska.
The Village of Nelson Lagoon would like to remind us that drug and alcohol addictions can afflict anybody. So if you or a loved one are struggling with these addictions, please reach out to your local health clinic today. Help may be just one phone call away. This message sponsored by the Village of Nelson Lagoon, where they would like to wish our listeners a happy and healthy fall season.
You are tuned to KSDP. We will have live basketball coverage here in mere moments. We're taking a break. We're saying a big thank you to our underwriters. Let's get one more in there, and Austin will be back with some coverage.
The Alaska Commercial Company.
Sandpoint can't connect the basket there. Xavier with the rebound. 19-6 if you're just joining us in favor of Sandpoint. Attempt there by the T-Jacks. Can't quite connect the basket themselves. 7:43 left to go here in the first half. Here it comes. The Eagles over to Joe Mark. Long pass to Isaac. Almost goes above him. And he's able to stay with it. Shot up. No good. Off the top of the rim. Picked up by Ashton. Ashton. Tight defense. Stolen by Collin, but Jersey's able to get it back. And over to Logan Neapana. Here we go. Ball in the hands of Jager. Pass to Chase. Oh, foul there on Boston. A little reach in. Here we go. Ball now in the hands. Seven fouls. It's going to be a one and one now, I think. Yep, one and one. They're in bonus now. Chase with the ball for one and one. Puts up his first attempt. It's good. 9-19. Or is that an and one? I think it's 9-19. Sandpoint up by 10. Isaac taking it all the way in. High off the glass. No good. Jager gets a rebound. Boston trying to steal, but gets to Logan, who's behind the defense on the fast break. Can't quite get it to go down. Jager on the putback. No good. White jersey surrounding Jager, but he makes it go down. Good shot. 11-19. King Cove coming back. Here's Joe Mark for three in the corner. Put on the line, but okay. Doesn't go down. Levi with the rebound. Back to Isaac. Joe Mark. Pass it to the outside. Boston brings it in. Collin for three. Nice rotation. Collin for three. Rains it. Much needed three-pointer there by the Eagles. 22-11 in favor of Sandpoint. Over and back. His foot was splitting the half-court line. All right, things getting heated. 6 minutes to go here in the first half. 22-11. Here's Boston with the ball. Pass over to Joe Mark. Joe Mark. Getting the play set up. Boston for three in the corner. Off the back iron. Joe Mark chases it down. Trying to get past the defense. Goes to the floor. Fighting for the ball. Picked up by many people. And I think they're finally going to call something. Very second timeout being called by Ken Barton. Twenty-two to 11 in favor of Sandpoint. Okay, again told that it is on its side, so I'm going to go ahead and rotate back this way. After the half court, after the halftime, we will go ahead and have this finished and put back up, so we will get it rotating in the correct direction. Thank you for joining us here, live in the Sandpoint Auditorium. If you're in Sandpoint, there's a few seats left, but man, we got a full house over here. Can't wait to hear about the girls' game coming up in just a little bit at 8 o'clock live over in King Cove. So stay tuned. That'll be on KCS Sports on Facebook, streaming live, or you can hear it here on KSDP. Ball in the hands of the T-Jacks. Trailing by 11. Ashton Gould back over to Riley. Riley, high to Brennan. He's able to keep it, but he did not have a handle. Going out of bounds, last touch by the T-Jacks. Here comes Boston over to Joe Mark. Gets past half court. Over to Collin Smith. Looking for an opportunity. Passing around the outside. Here's Isaac. Passing to the middle. Almost picked off by Riley. Joe Mark saves it. No look pass over to Collin. Goes out of bounds. Throwing in, Riley's going to throw in to Ashton. Here comes Gould down half, past half court. Gets past the trap. Behind over to Logan. Stolen by Levi. Picked off by Jaeger. And a foul. Ball in the hands now of Sandpoint. Up by 11. 5:19 on the clock here. Joe Mark with the ball. Over to Joe Mark. Puts it up in the corner. Off the top of the rim. Looking for the rebound. T-Jack's playing really good on the defensive rebounds. Here comes Gould. Over to Brennan. Brennan with the ball to Riley. Penetrates. Puts up a nice floating shot from the half court. Or a guard. Not the half court, from the free throw line. Good for two. 22-13. T-Jax bring it within nine. Isaac Gunderson with the ball. Trying to get past Logan. Runs into a lot of traffic. He's got to pass it. Can't get the ball out. Ball now in the hands of the T-Jax. I think we got a traveling call. Here we go. T-Jax throwing it in. 4:40 left to go. They are down by nine. Looking for an opportunity here. In the hand. Oh, tight defense there. At half court. Stolen by Joe Mark. Fast break off the front of the rim. Great defense there by Ashton. Fast break now by Riley. Coast to coast. He's just going a little too fast to throw that layup. But what a great attempt by, I think it was Chase. Isaac now with the ball. Fast transition play. Foul on that one. Shot goes up with the foul. And I think that's going to be Isaac at the line for two. 4:14 left here in the first half. Thanks for tuning in here live to KSTP. If you're on the radio, if you're out in the water, I don't know if there's any fishing going on right now. But if you're on the water, thanks for tuning in here. The score is 22-13 in favor of Sandpoint. Isaac drains nothing but net that first shot. Giving a 10-point lead to Sandpoint once again. Rowdy subbing in for Levi. Both very athletic players.
Good old boy.
Isaac looking to make an 11-point game here. Puts it up. Nothing but net. Substitution as Jack Vondelowski is going to come in here for the Eagles. And Isaac will sit down. T-Jax with the ball. Riley brings it over. Met at the half-court line. Moving the ball around. Good transition to the outside. Riley for three. Nice line. Off the back iron. Just a little too hard. Colin and Chase both working for the ball. Colin loses it. Logan over to Boston now. Jack for three. Lines it up. Off the top of the iron. Good rebound by Riley on the fast break now. Joe Mark with the deflection. Jack. Goes in. What a play, but man, nice alley-oop setup, but he was out of position. 24-13, 3:30 to go here in the first half. Gould off the top of the iron from about 10 feet out. Rebound by Boston March. Over in the hands now, Joma. Ran in the corner. He likes that shot, but he penetrates, takes it in for floater. Off the back iron, tipped out, it bounds. White ball. Jersey Mack coming in now for Logan Iapana. Joe Mark throwing in. Rowdy on the inside. Forcing up the layup. Good for two. 26-13 in favor of the Eagles. Here comes the T-Jacks. Looking for a basket. Gould brings in. A little contact on that shot. Going to send Ashton to the line. Foul on number 23. I believe that to be Rowdy Tripp. Ashton will put in two attempts here at the line. Not sure how many that is on Rowdy, but I think it's at least two. Ashton misses the first attempt. 26-13, still the score. Collins sits down. Boston sits down. Marty Vondolowski and Isaac Gunderson check back in. Second attempt by Ashton. Up. Off the back iron again. Isaac gets the board. Here comes Gunderson, moving fast. Trying with the Euro step. The referees are trying to slow the pace down a little bit here of this game as it was getting very physical. Isaac going to the line here. First attempt. Off the front of the rim. Under three to go here in the first half. The score is 26-13. And Colton Mack for the Eagles going to call a timeout. Thanks for tuning in here, ladies and gentlemen. We're listening to some basketball here in the Sandpoint Auditorium. Up next at 8 o'clock, we'll have the ladies going off over there in King Cove. So make sure you stay tuned. It's going to be some great basketball as the Lady Eagles and the Rookies. Not really sure what to expect from both those squads. They had a great rivalry going during volleyball, and I know that the transition to basketball has been very different for the two teams, so we'll see how they square up in a different sport this time. Basketball games tomorrow at 10:30. We'll at least have one on the air. I think we'll probably shoot for this one here in Sandpoint to be live at 10:30. I think both squads are playing at the same time so they can get back home, beat any weather that may or may not be. Awesome here for KSTP and Sandpoint School here on the Facebook feed. 30-second timeout coming to an end there. Again, under three to go here in the first half. Sandpoint leads by 13. Isaac Gunderson, one more attempt from the line. Ball in the hands of Dantessa. She passes over to Isaac. Lining up his shot. He's been very good from the line. And he continues the trend, I think only missing one all night. 27-13 now for Sandpoint. Half-court trap one more time. Riley getting past. Good pass over to Ashton. Awesome defense, and yeah, that was Rowdy. Forcing a jump ball. Good job by Rowdy. Possession for Sandpoint. Okay, I thought I heard white ball, no black ball in the hands of King Cove. And I looked up and I saw that possession was in fact for the T-Jacks. So, okay, this makes more sense. 2:45 to go here in the first half. King Cove needs a point. There comes the ball in the hands of King Cove. Moving the ball over. Levi or Marty with a steal. Isaac hits a little too much pepper on that pass. Good effort there by Marty Vondolowski. Ball in the hands now of Riley. 2:38, taking his time, setting it up. Passed over to Koso for three. Off the backboard, just doesn't quite go in. Brennan gets the rebound. A little slide on the dribble there, getting the travel. Ball in the hands of Sandpoint. Here comes the Eagles moving in. Slowing the pace down. It was very fast pace in the beginning of the game. Isaac puts up a shot off the top of the rim. Marty with the rebound. Ball deflected, saved by Rowdy. Joe Mark over to Isaac. Isaac forces the layup, goes to the line. Fourth attempt, I think, here from the line for Isaac, and he's only missed one. 27-13 again with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Isaac at the line, gets the ball from the referee. Lines up the shot, off the front of the rim. Second missed attempt here from the line by Isaac. All right, kiddo. Big senior squad this year for Sandpoint. This is their big attempt here. Puts it up, nothing but net on that shot. 28-13. Sandpoint slowing the speed down, but still with the lead. T-Jacks looking for a point here. Ball loose. Picked up by Joe Mark. He loses it. Rocket pass to Isaac from Rowdy. Holy cow. Almost the span of the court. That ball didn't lose speed for a second. Powerful throw. Offense catching the defense off guard here. 1:45 left to go in the first half. Here comes the T-Jack. Deflected by Jack Bondolowski, who's back in the game, but Riley chases it down. Good effort by both these boys. Long shot by Chase. Doesn't quite go down. Soaring rebound by Rowdy. Seen this kid play basketball for years at half at lunchtime. This kid's got some ups. Ball in the hands now of Isaac. Looking at the three, says no. Back to Joma. Good defense by the T-Jacks. Jack. Gotta walk down the offense there. Three in the key. Ashton's gonna sit down. Logan will check in for the T-Jacks. 1:13 left to go here in the first half. Sandpoint up by 15. A couple more buzzers there. I see Jack Bondolowski sitting down. Isaac in, Boston, Levi, Joe, Mark, and Colin. I believe this is your starting five for Sandpoint. Ball deflected, but keeps in the hands of Brendan. Oh, Brendan, see Colin coming. He just picks off. Nice three passes over to Isaac. Just how you do it in practice. 30-13. That was textbook right there. Under a minute to go in the half. Half court. Trap. Whistle blown. That's a half. That was a timeout call. Okay. And Sandpoint picked up the pace a little bit there with the scores. 30-13. With under a minute to go here in the first half. And, man, what a first half it's been. High intensity to start things out with. The boys did kind of have to slow things down a little bit. Just curious to see how long they would keep that fast pace going. They both teams have played very, very, very physical, very, very energetic basketball. It's been very entertaining to watch. So, again, if you're not, if you're in Sandpoint coming up here, we do have a few seats here where people can watch. Plenty of food in the front room. It's a good time here. And did I mention that the gate is free, sponsored by KSTP? So come on down, no charge to get in and enjoy the games this season here for the regular season in both Sandpoint and King Cove. There's a buzzer. Both squads come out. 48 seconds left to go in the half. T-Jacks will have possession. Here comes Bren, throw into Riley. Kosa with the ball. Matt at the half court line. Over to Logan. Runs the baseline. What a deflection by Isaac. I mean, that was a great pass by Logan. Jersey just gets right on for the power up, but Isaac comes out of nowhere to deflect it. Good job by both teams. Throwing over to Riley. Over now to Chase. Chase runs in. Passes to Brennan. Logan for two. Off the back iron. Picked up by Jomar. Oh, Isaac fortunately looks over just in time. Good defense by Riley. Puts Isaac off his back foot. Can't quite get away. But Colin, fast break in the steal. Crosses over to his right hand. Beautiful play by Colin. He's been making some big plays. 32-13, 10 seconds to go here in the half. Chase, shot up. Top of the iron. 6 seconds. Joe Mark, one last chance. Takes it over. Levi for three. Puts it up. Off the front of the iron. Almost in. And at the half, 32-13 in favor of Sandpoint. We'll be back in just 10 minutes to finish this game up. Live on KSTP in the Sandpoint Sports Bay.
All right. Well, let me put that feed in the queue. This is Virgil. You are tuned to KSDP. And I will be bringing you some shout-outs to our underwriters and just saying a big thank you. As Austin had noted, if you are in Sandpoint, please get the down to the Sandpoint School. You don't even have to think about admission. Courtesy of KSDP, you can just walk on in. Your ticket is paid for. Community radio. And, you know, so that way you get them coming and going. You know, you get to go to the game for free. And you get to listen to it on the radio for free. Thank you to everyone that's become a member. We'll probably be doing a drive here pretty soon. And I've even seen a survey to give us some evaluations about our programming. Let's see. Are we there? We're there. What do we got right here? How about a big thank you to Theo?
Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
The Cold Bay Library reminds us that literacy is key to a child's development. So please, parents and grandparents, read to your kids and discuss the books with them. By doing so, you are providing the building blocks towards academic success in the future. And the Cold Bay Library is happy to assist you in these goals in any way they can. So please contact the library at 532-2878. That's 532-2878. That's Cold Bay Library, proud to serve our community.
Oh, I really get a kick out of that one. I enjoy having a library supporting the radio. If it wasn't for libraries, I don't know whether I would have made it through school. They gave me refuge and a place to be, especially in winter in Alaska on the mainland. Moving on, how about a thank you to everybody?
We would like to take this time to say thank you to all the people who make this programming a reality. Thank you to the Aleutians Eastboro, the cities of Sandpoint, King Cove, False Pass, and Cold Bay, the Aleut Corporation, Frosty Fuels, the Newton Family, and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, the King Cove Corporation, Gould and Sons, and the AC Store in King Cove, as well as Precision Airways, Jim Brown Apartments, the Shumigan Corporation, Sandpoint Generating, Tel Alaska, Trident Seafoods, the AC Store in Sandpoint, R&D Marine Design, and Aleutia. All of these supporters, and you, the listeners, make all of this programming possible. Thank you so much for your support of public radio here in the Aleutians Eastboro.
Okay, well, we are just awaiting halftime to be over. We got the boys in the middle of their game right here at the moment. We got the Gentlemen Eagles and the T-Jacks from King Cove live from Sandpoint. We'll have coverage from the mainland. We'll be going over to King Cove School at 8 p.m. and bringing you live coverage of the ladies. We got the Lady Eagles and the Rookies from King Cove at 8 p.m. Please stay tuned, and how about this? Thank you, TDX, and happy retirement, Art. I heard you're hanging up the belt. Hopefully you'll stick around and show them how this grid gets run.
The programming that you're listening to is brought to you in part by Sandpoint Generating. Established in 2006, Sandpoint Generating has been providing power to the people in Sandpoint for over a decade. For any questions about your service or outages, please call 907-383-4020. Sandpoint Generating, a stalwart supporter of public radio.
Okay, I think we got one more, maybe two. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, if it wasn't for these folks, we wouldn't have a place to put the transmitter. Thank you to the Shumigan Corporation.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Shumigan Corporation. Serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint on the web at www.shumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP. Fish are the lifeblood of Alaska.
And that is never more true than in smaller communities such as ours. With several facilities throughout Alaska, Trident Seafoods provides fish processing services to the Aleutians. Trident is a proud supporter of KSDP and local fishing communities here in the Aleutians East Borough. More information is available at 800-426-5490. Trident Seafoods. Fish for the future. The Peter Pan Corporation reminds us that drug and alcohol abuse are serious issues that can happen even with the best support structures. So parents, please sit down and have a talk with your children about the dangers of drugs and alcohol. A short talk today may invert a tragedy in the future. This message sponsored by the Peter Pan Corporation, proud sponsors of KSDP's child safety campaign.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
This station receives support from Raven Alaska, offering twice weekly flights from Sandpoint and Cold Bay to Anchorage. More information at ravenalaska.com or 800-866-8394. Raven Alaska, we call Alaska home.
All right. Well, just waiting for our man in the stands. Our esteemed leader, Austin Roof, is bringing us live play-by-play coverage. I'm not sure who's going to bring us the King Cove coverage. It might be Chris and Chris who had been helping us out recently. But we shall find out here soon. In the meantime, when was the last time you heard a dial-up modem?
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by TelAlaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At TelAlaska, of course you can.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Welcome to the Aleutians East Borough, covering the cities of Accutan, Cold Bay, False Pass, King Cove, Nelson Lagoon, and Sandpoint. The warmth of its people and the natural beauty of the area makes business and leisure visitors welcome in all the communities of the borough. Wildlife viewing, hiking, tours of the harbor, sports fishing, and hunting are some of the recreational opportunities offered in the region. For more information, contact the borough at 907-383-2699 or visit their website, aleutianseast.org. KSDP is supported by the Aleutians.
This program is being brought to you by our sponsors at Aleutian Services in Cold Bay. Aleutian Services has been serving the Aleutians East Borough for over 30 years and is proud sponsor of community radio across the Aleutians East Borough. Aleutian Services offers transportation and equipment rental solutions throughout the region. This program is brought to you by Aleutian Services, a proud sponsor of community radio and its listeners across the Aleutians East Borough.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Thank you. still here we are, both of us lonely, longing for shelter from all that we see. Why should we worry? No one will care, girl. Look at the stars.
Second half, Bacoso. 3-point shot. Good for three. 32-18. Joe Mark for the Eagles coming across. Taking his time in the corner. Boston over to Isaac. Drives in the baseline, puts up a jumper. Off the back iron. Pick up by Colin. Lots of defense down there. Stolen by Logan. Fast break. Off his hands and out of bounds. Good defense there by Isaac Gunderson. Still 32-18. Under 7 to go here in the third quarter. Sandpoint with possession. A little talk between the two referees here. Tuned in here to the Sandpoint Sports and KSDP. Going to have the ladies coming up. They're going to be on the King Cove. King Cove Sports page. You can check it out. KCS Sports Network or on KSDP. Just to the left there by Levi. And chasing the ball out of bounds, Jaeger and Joe Mark. Joe Mark will take it right out of the stadium. 6:31 here in the third quarter. 32-18 Sandpoint. Here comes Riley Cosa with the ball. High pass. Picked up by Jaeger. Looking to get inside. Moves all around. Puts up a fadeaway. No good. Just off the front of the iron. Great steal by Chase. Over to Jaeger. Deflected off the back by Collins. Beautiful deflection. Just precision. Riley puts it up. High off the glass. Almost gets his own rebound. Outside to Brennan. Tipped off the hands of the Eagles. But T-Jack staying in possession. Great job getting past the defense. Good pass over to Jaeger. Up for two. And the T-Jacks now with 20-32. Sandpoint still with the lead. Joe Mark over to Boston. Passed it right back. Stolen nearly by Riley. Great job there by Riley Cosa. Sandpoint loses possession. T-Jacks with the ball deep in their own territory. Riley will bring it down here for the King Cove. Pass the half court line. Over to Jaeger. Nice triangle pass. Riley for a long three off the top iron. Levi and Colin and Boston all touch it. Oh, way behind the defense. Oh, Chase was trying to deflect it. Pump fake action by Isaac, and Chase falls right on top of Isaac. Chase coming in is a very, very athletic and talented freshman, but still getting used to the game here on the high school level. No one hurt. Timeout called there, 32-20 with 5:30 left to go here in the third quarter. Thank you for tuning in to KSDP and the Sandpoint Sports Facebook page. Hope you're having a great day out there. 10:30 basketball tomorrow morning. Probably have the boys play live here on, I'm sure both games will be streaming. We'll broadcast on KSDP with the boys game, so make sure you tune in. Hope you're having a great weekend here, and that you had a great New Year and Christmas. We'll have a road trip coming up here. A couple of tournaments coming our way. Looking hard to get some coverage here for all these games. Stay tuned. We announce that coverage coming your way here as they go to the new Stu Hopper tournament. And then we also have the Lady Eagles doing the alley-oop coming up here very soon next week. Joe Marker three in the corner. Off the top of the rim. Colin trying to pick it up, but Riley with the ball. Riley's actually everywhere on the court. Pass over to Chase. Stutter step. Back over to Riley. To Brennan. Nice shot from a couple feet out. No good. Foul on Jaeger. Sandpoint with possession. Throwing it in. 5:09 left here in the third quarter. 32-20. In favor of Sandpoint. Here comes the Eagles. Moving fast. Levi for three. For three. Answers right back. Beautiful three-point shot by Chase. Here comes Sandpoint. Score 35-23. Isaac goes all the way. Breaks in. Can't quite get to go down. Coast to coast. Chase running the layup. Takes it all the way. And foul called. Charging. 35-23. Sandpoint still with the lead. 4:30 to go here in the third quarter. Here's Joe Mark with the ball. Oh, Boston way behind the defense, but misses the layup. Great pass there. Good effort by Boston to get in position. Whoa, floating shot up there by Riley Koso. Beautiful play. King Cove is within 10 points. Sandpoint needs to slow down and time their shots. Joe Mark, travel call, double bounce. Two hops on his way to the basket, gets the travel. King Cove with a very important possession here. They could bring it within 10 points. 35-25, under four to go here in the third quarter. Here comes the possession. Levi with the steal, takes it outside. Good effort by both these squads here. Keeping things very exciting. King Cove with possession here, throwing it on the sideline. Riley picks it up. Pass back over the half-court line. Isaac will tip it out of bounds. Ball will stay in the hands of the King Cove T-Jack. Down by 10, but coming back fast. Passed in over to Riley for three. Top of the iron. Levi Vondolowski passed over to Joe Mark Miranda. Here comes Miranda with the ball. Over to Isaac. Has a three. Doesn't take it. Passed into Boston. Takes it back outside. Around the horn. Isaac's going to drive. Euro steps in. Nice layup shot from about 5 feet out. Good for two. 37-25 in favor of the Eagles. Riley on a fast transition. Pulls up his run. Gets tipped up. Jersey almost able to pick it up, but just a little bit too much on the pass. Some substitutions there as Logan checks in and Jersey sits down. Eagles with possession. Bring it past the half court line. They're up by 12 with three go in the third quarter. Another alley-oop pass to Rowdy. Lots of defense, so he'll take it out to Collin for three. Long distance call for two. 39-25. Under three to go here in the third quarter. Pass tipped up, stolen by Isaac. Almost picked up by Chase. Isaac with no dribble. Pivots around, finds Joe Mark. Deflected ball by shot up there. Ball goes loose. Riley needs help. Chase, quick recovery. Fast transition. Weaving through traffic. Beautiful shot from the free throw line by Chase. What a great play. 27 for the T-Jacks, 39 for the Eagles. Isaac moving all around. Finds Collin wide open for two. Off the top of the rim. Rowdy on the putback. Just not enough to go in. And a foul call. King Cove really staying close in this game. Just trailing by 12. 3:14 to go here in the third quarter. Five fouls in the third quarter by the T-Jacks. Isaac's going to throw in underneath. Oh, another. And Jager's coming in. And you know what? Throwing it in. Over to Rowdy. Tipped up by Logan. Into the hands of Collin. Collin up over the rim. Picked up by Riley. Riley breaking in. Takes it to the left hand side. Whistle call. Two shots. Riley going to line. And I just realized this, that Jaeger has not been in the entire second half, I think. Good effort here by King Cove, staying in the entire way. Even without Jaeger on the floor, he must be in foul trouble. Riley Koza. Up and in, good. Bringing it within 11. And Jaeger checking in for Chase. Chase holding his side. Looks like he's been running hard. Jaeger takes his spot. Brings it up and in. Good. 10 points once again between these two squads. Sandpoint now with possession. And just 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Isaac. Over to Colin at the top of the key. Joe Mark. Good passing around. Isaac drives in. No look pass over to Miranda. And sinks the tray. 42-29. Big three-pointer by Colin. Or sorry, not Colin. Joe Mark. Logan. Open in the three-point line. Passes back to Riley. Riley with the three. No good. Good line. Just a little bit off. Colin looking for the rebound. And another whistle. Jump ball. Possession for the T-Jacks. Critical jump ball right there for King Cove. They're going to pass it in underneath their own basket. Jaeger calls a play into action. King Cove moves. Outside of Logan. Sends Koso at the top of the key. Beautiful three-point shot. And again, that's why that was so important right there for the King Cove T-Jacks to get that jump ball, turning that three-point shot and keep it in 10 points. Here comes Isaac. Jumper off the back iron. Colin picks it back up. Sends it outside. Joe Mark left wide open. Can't leave him open like that. Drains a three. Andrews right back. 45-32 with 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Jersey. Pass back to Brennan. On the outside to Jaeger. Long three off the back iron. Koso picks it up. Puts it back. Good for two. 45-34. Sandpoint still with the lead. 41 seconds to go in the quarter. Isaac moving around. Off the back of his foot and out of bounds. Substitutions. Boston checks back in. Marty Lundlowski in. Colin and Rowdy catch their breath. 36 seconds to go in the quarter. T-Jacks moving in. Looking to bring within 9 points. Almost deflected and picked up by Boston. He's got a fast break. A couple defenders, he loses the dribble. Good defense there by the T-Jacks, forcing the turnover. 23 seconds. King Cove, I think, looking just to burn the clock down and get one last shot off. Chase over to Koso. Way outside the O-line. Chase on the right-hand side. Inside to Jaeger. No look pass to Brennan as he cuts on the baseline. Can't connect, but what a great shot. Rebound by the Eagles. Joe Mark on the fast break. Lots of defense. Forcing the shot. No good. And there's the bell. Oh! It went hard up onto the ceiling. Bounces down almost into the crowd. Never seen that happen before. 45-34, Sandpoint holds on to a double-digit lead, but just barely, as we enter the fourth and final quarter with King Cove nipping at the heels. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Okay, thank you for the heads up, Austin. We had a little break here. How about a big thank you to the King Cove Corporation?
The King Cove Corporation would like to encourage parents and grandparents to read to their children while they are still young. Studies suggest that adults who engage with their kids in this way are providing a bright and easy-to-follow path towards academic success in the future. This message sponsored by the King Cove Corporation, a community-minded organization with a commitment to the safety and welfare of all of our area children.
Eastern Aleutian Tribes wants you to know that if you're in need of support for drug and alcohol abuse, there's help available to you right in your own community. From medically assisted substance abuse counseling to support for friends and family members, there is help for you available in a number of different clinics across the Aleutians East Borough. So if you're looking to make a change in your life, Make an appointment at your local clinic today. This message and program is brought to you by Eastern Aleutian Tribes in the Aleutians East Borough. R&D Marine Design is a proud sponsor of KSDP. R&D Marine Design.
Standpoint, Eagles with possession. Coming in here with an 11-point lead. The King Cove is not giving it up easy. Joe Mark with the ball. Takes it across over to Isaac. Isaac spins around, drives the baseline. Pass back to Joe Mark for three. Good line, just a little bit short. Jaeger, fast transition. Losing his handle. Tipped off by the hands of Sandpoint. Oh, tipped off the hands of King Cove. Here comes Isaac, bringing the ball up for the Eagles. Over to Levi, starting five, back on the floor for the Sandpoint Eagles. Isaac, over to Joe Mark, moving the ball around, penetrates to Boston on the inside, loses it. Foul on number 24, Boston, as he was trying to get the ball back. 45-34, Sandpoint with 11-point lead. T-Jax with possession. Passing the ball in over here to Riley Costa. Takes the left hand side. Nice pick out by Isaac. Good defense there. He's going to slow down and pass over to Joe Mark. Sandpoint looking to run the clock down. Ball in the hands of Joe Mark. Over to Levi for three. Short off the front rim. Picked up by Brennan. Larson over to Kosa. Moving the ball in. Over to Logan. Off the back of the rim. Good for two. Great shot by Logan. King Cove brings it within nine, but they've only got 6:46 on the clock and stayed in this position for mostly the whole game. Isaac. Challenging Jaeger. Works past the defense. Shot up, no good. Levi on the rebound. Pass back up to Boston on the outside. Joe Mark to Boston. Back to Levi. Pump fake. Joe Mark for three. Nope. Isaac for three. High arc. Trains it. 48-36. 6 minutes to go in the game. Kosa with the ball. Passing to Jaeger at the top of the free throw line. Takes all the way in. Going to the line for two. Had the ball in the cradle as he worked his way up. Great shot. There goes the Eagles. The Eagle cheer squad. Right at the sideline. Great to have them cheering the team on. Jaeger Sean at the free throw line. First attempt. Off the top of the rim. 48-36, the score remains. Jaeger with his second attempt. Shot goes up. Good. Bringing within 37-48 now. Ball in the hands of Sandpoint. Staying at the right hand side. Levi Vondolowski. Shot up by Collin. Long two off the back of the iron. Gets his own rebound. Takes it in for another putback. That one goes down. Good effort and persistence there by Colin Smith. King Cove down by 13. Sandpoint with 50. T-Jax with 37. Shot up off the top of the rim by Jaeger. Picked up by Chase. A little contact there with the whistle. A little bump there. Not sure who it's on. And you know, I don't think it was bad for the referees to be in charge and call a few more fouls here. They had to slow the pace of the game down a little bit. It's getting very physical. And that's a timeout called now, I think, by the Eagles. So with that timeout, we'll have a 50. To 37 is the score right now in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. 5:35 left to go here in the game. come on down here to the Sandpoint Auditorium. Plenty of seats now here. Free gate charge as well. We're going to go live over to King Cove, to the King Cove Auditorium. They will have the Lady Eagles and the TJ, or the Rookies, going live over there. Can't wait to see how that game plays out. We're going to have Katie Boren providing the play-by-play, so excited to see how that goes. Tune in live to KSCP 88.1 FM in King Cove, 8:30 a.m. here in Sandpoint for that live coverage. The fourth and final quarter. 50 for Sandpoint, 37 for King Cove. T-Jacks with the ball. Jaeger will throw in for King Cove. Ken Barber calling the play and rotation. Here's the play. Into action. Looking for something fresh here. Keeps everyone on the outside. And a whistle blown. Foul on number 3, Levi Vondolowski. Ball on the sack. King Cove throwing into his own basket. Ball over to Kosa. On the baseline, takes it outside. Ball in the hands of Kylie for Kylie Kosa for 3, no good. Out of bounds. Colin throwing it in. Over here, Joma. King Cove up by 13. 5-12 to go in the game. Pass over here to Isaac for 2. On the baseline, 52-37. On the hands of Koso now. Pass to half court line. On the play into action. All the players on the outside of the 3-point line. And I think they're just playing a 3-point game as the hope here. Having everyone on the outside beginning rotation. Drives in, puts up a jumper, contact by Levi, sending Chase to the line for 2. Chase gets to the line for 2. Last 4 minutes, 4 minutes, 45 seconds of the game. King Cove, 37, Sandpoint, 52. Chase, first attempt from the line, drains it. Beautiful shot. 38 now for the T-Jacks. Here's Chase to the line now, second attempt. Ball is up. Hits that one too. Good shots by Chase. 52-39 now. Sandpoint with the lead. Ball in the hands of Isaac. Off the glass, no good. Put back by Boston. We're back here live, ladies and gentlemen. Second. King Cove with possession, looking to come back. Isaac reaches in. Koso gets past him. Off the baseline, floating out. Can't quite get to the rim. White ball. Isaac throwing it in. Here's Joe Mark with possession. Joe Mark takes past the half court line. Looking for an opportunity. Takes a long 3. Off the top of the rim. Hit back by Boston yet again. 56-39. Sandpoint just starting to really extend the lead here. Kozer really looking for an opportunity. Takes it on the left hand side. Drives in. This time he connects well with the left handed layup. Good job by Riley. 56-41. Less than 4 to go. Joe Mark Miranda. Over to Isaac for 3. Up high. Off the glass. Colin chases it. Saves it. What a save. Into the hand of Chase, who goes down hard. Oh, Chase upset about that call. But that wasn't... I don't know. Okay, I didn't have a great... Oh, and it looks like a cramp here. I'm hoping for Isaac. Isaac goes down. Stretching it out. I think he's got a little bit of a cramp there. We're going to go live here at 8. Well, we won't cut here at 8. But I know that the girls are going to start at 8 o'clock. So if you're looking for the beginning of the girls' game, go over there to KCS Sports Network on Facebook. And that will be live on the radio as soon as this game finishes here. 56-41 here is the score. Ball in the hands now of Levi for two. Puts it up. Doesn't quite go down. Here's Logan. Fast break. Gets the layup. Nice little spin on that one. And we're going to get a timeout here called by Coach. Coach Mack, is he going to break that momentum up there that T-Jacks were starting to mount? 56-43 here is the score. 3:24 left to go in the game. Sandpoint with six fouls, five for the T-Jacks. And again, we will be going live over to Sandpoint, or sorry, the KCS Sports Network for the girls' games coming up here very soon. We'll finish this game out. Sandpoint with 56, the T-Jacks with 43. That was totally not bad.
And don't you get a nickname for him? Or,
No, it's Carolyn. Carolyn's nephew is Levi Larson. Just a quick shout out to answer to everyone. Yes, the girls' game will be on Facebook. It's not going to be on the Sam Point page. Go on Facebook, hit the search panel, KCS Sports Network. That's KCS, King Cove Sports Network. You can find it, or King Cove School Sports Network, but it's KCS Sports Network. The girls' game will be live and on KSCP as well. 3:20 in the game. Sandpoint up by 13. Shot, pump fake by Colin. He puts it up. No good. Rebound goes in the hands of the T-Jacks. Pass to Logan, deflected by Rowdy. Clean deflection. What effort by Rowdy Tripp. There's Logan. Passing into his own basket. Or no, sorry. Jager to Logan. Nice fake over there. Pass to Logan to Riley. From the yellow line, long shot. Just short of the rim, out of bounds. 56-43, under three to go in the game. Here's Rowdy throwing it in over here to Jomar. Ball in the hands of Levi. Levi for three. Off the front of the rim. No good. Boston on the putback. Gets fouled. Oh, is that three in the key? I think they're calling that three in the key, actually. Pass in here. Riley Koso with the ball. Needs 13 points. 3 minutes to get there. Takes the left-hand side. Floating shot. No good. Picked up by Jomar. Or pass to Jomar. Jomar stalling. Pass over to Colin. Looking to burn down the clock. Boston for two. No good. Picked up by Jager. Jager moving fast. He's got Jomar. Gets past Jomar. Beautiful layup on the right-hand side. Good composure by Jager Fonda. Ball in the hands of Miranda. Pass up to Collins. Levi for three at the top of the key. No good. Off the top of the rim, just a couple inches short. Under two to go in the game. Sandpoint up by 11. Kosa at the half court line. Collins playing the action. Up the left hand side. It's been good to him. Just a little bit of hard off the glass. Rowdy picks it up. Jager just couldn't quite get out of the way. Rowdy was on the fast cut. Timeout by Coach Barber. Under two to go here in the game. 11 points separate the two squads. 56-45. Sandpoint doing a good job here, keeping some energy. Both these teams working very hard. We'll be going live here in just a few minutes over to the girls' game. Thanks for tuning in to KSTP. If you're here on the radio, if you're on Facebook, we're at Sandpoint Sports, KCS Sports Network, posting all your live feeds and updates from all the schools here, Sandpoint and King Cove. Keep this in AEBSD.org. Keep checking these places for updates on events, activities, and other things happening here across the Aleutians Eastboro School District. Joe Mark on the passing. Tipped up by Jaeger into the hands of Isaac. Joe Mark with the ball. Over to Isaac. Pass back to Joe Mark. Rotation outside the 3-point line. Just looking to burn down the clock. Isaac. Long two. Floats it right in. Nothing you can do about that. Rosa with the ball. Brings it in. Boston got knocked into him. He's able to keep his handle though. Over to Chase on the outside. Takes it to the right hand side. Chase. Ball almost picked off, and that time it is. Collins is able to get his hands on it, but can't quite get control. Out of bounds. Less than a minute to go. 13 points between the two squads. Sandpoint looking to hold on here. And the hands over here of Logan. Picked up by Isaac. Brought back by Riley. Good job by Kosa. Passed in to Jaeger. Behind to Logan. Oh, just couldn't quite get it to go down. But great passing. 43 seconds. I think Sandpoint is going to try to burn this down here. Jaeger puts on the heat. Passing to Isaac. Isaac way outside the yellow line. 33 seconds. Jaeger putting on the pressure. Over to Joe Mark. Pass across to Collin for two. Off the back of the iron. Boston gets his own. Boston gets a rebound. And a whistle. Foul called. And that'll be 1-1. Nope. Passing in. Ernie throwing back. Okay, let me correct all of that. Two shots for Boston. And it looks like we're going to have a big line change here. With 23 seconds coming in. And that will be Chase fouling out. Great game by Chase. These boys are going to go ahead and play again at 10:30. Tune in here at 10:30. We'll have these two squads again live. Things sometimes change. And Memphis checking in here. 34, not sure. Eighth grade. Everyone changing out. Tyler Gunnarsson checking in for the first time in the game. Ninth grade, youngest player on the squad. Shot got it. No, it didn't go down. And it's 59-45. 22 seconds. King Cove with the ball. Boston stepping on out. Rowdy come in. On the floor, we got Marty, Jack, Vondolowski, Tyler Gunnarsson, Hawk Jackson. Oh, nice field by Jack. Who gets the foul by Logan. And I think that's going to be a... trying to call a travel on that. Okay, I'm calling that a travel. Okay, not bad. Alright, 11 seconds left. Jaeger with the ball. And another whistle as he drives in. 8 seconds to go here in the game, 59-45. Going live in just a second over to King Cove as we will have KCS Sports Network and KSCP bringing you the live girls basketball game over there in King Cove. Jaeger drains it. 59-46, 8 seconds to go in the game. Second attempt by Jaeger. Puts it up. Off the bow. Oh, that's in. 59-47. Jack with the ball. Looking for a pass over to Rowdy. 2 seconds left. To Marty for three. Hard off the top of the rim. Over the rim. Final score, Sherman, Sandpoint with the lead. Again, 59 for Sandpoint, 47 for King Cove. We're going to go live now over to King Cove for the Lady Eagles and the Rookies. You're on KSDP.